My guess is that most of us have people in our lives that have fallen away from the practice of their faith. Some of us may have done that ourselves at some point. When we are close to God, it hurts when people go away from God. When we know how awesome God is, we want that for other people. At the end of the last Sunday Mass, I always look at how many people have come to Mass that weekend. I want people to return to Mass so that they can grow in God's love and receive the sacraments that God wants to give us. It saddens me when I notice some people stop coming. Probably many of us struggle with how to invite others back. Do we say something? And if so, what do we say? And when? And how? How firm do we get? We do not want to nag, but we also want to be clear in our invitation. It's hard to find the right balance. Our scripture readings today talk about how we relate to one another. The prophet Ezekiel in the first reading talks about the responsibility God has given him to warn people to turn away from sin and wicked ways. That was the prophet's job, to warn others to return to God. Jesus in the gospel reading discusses how in community we are responsible to help one another. He asks us to go to a person in private to work out the issue needing attention, and then to bring in one or two others from the community if needed, and then go from there. St. Paul gives the context to all this in the second reading. He says, "Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another." Owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. And that seems to be the key, to lead with love. Jesus, when talking about going to a brother to talk about a fault, discusses it in terms of a brother, in terms of an already existing relationship within a community. Randomly going around condemning other people is just going to turn people off, not bring them to conversion. Two saints that we remember this week show us examples of this. Saint Monica prayed for her son's conversion for years and years. She just kept fasting and praying for him. Eventually, her son came to faith and is remembered as one of the greatest saints of history, Saint Augustine. For many of us, the saint in our lifetime who stands out is Mother Teresa. She died 29 years ago yesterday. And I think most of us who were alive as she was realized that we were seeing a living saint in our midst as we saw how she lived her life. Saint Mother Teresa invited people to God through her love of individual people. She had no interest in developing some big social movement, but she was fierce in showing us how to love, especially the poorest of the poor. That's where she was, with those who were in most need. And she simply loved and cared for the person in front of her. We are living in a time when it's very easy to fall into one of two extremes. One extreme is to divide everybody into good and bad. My group is all good, and the other group is all bad. And we can get pretty good at condemning whoever those other people are. That obviously doesn't help at all. It just causes harm. It turns people off. It keeps them away. And when it's faith we're talking about, when we do that, we become hypocrites who say the right thing, but give a very different witness in how we act. If we're not loving, we're turning people off. And the other extreme is also not good, and it's to not get involved, to say nothing, to do nothing. We think then no one, including ourselves, gets upset. And that might work in the moment, but certainly not going to make any difference. That too, in the end, is going to hurt, because it just keeps us comfortable with the dysfunction of the environment in which we live these days. Doing nothing, saying nothing, is also not a choice of love. The way of faith is to do something, but to lead with love, not words. Lead with prayer and fasting, like Saint Monica, or with service and care, like Saint Mother Teresa. When we think about the people who influence us the most over time, it's probably people who have first loved us. And once we know their love, once we're safe and secure in that love, then they're able to love us enough to challenge us and to encourage us to more, to be better. Our faith is about engaging other people, engaging our culture, inviting people to more, to better, but to do so with great love. We can say the right things, but if we do not love, no one will pay attention to what we're saying. Christ taught a lot. We have four Gospels full of his teaching. Yet his greatest teaching was the witness of his love. It was the gift of his life on the cross. Is the gift of himself here today on the altar. Christ calls us to more. He invites and encourages us to return to him as he gives himself to us in love. May we too, in caring and encouraging and challenging one another, always do the same and lead with love.